Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Opening statements took place this morning in the burglary trial of DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury. Becker County Attorney Brian McDonald says Mitchell broke into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes through a basement window using a crowbar and was dressed in all black in April of 2024.
This case won't be about speculation. It won't be about trying to read between any lines. This case will be about what the defendant did, what she admitted to, and what you will see and hear with your own eyes and ears.
Attorney Bruce Ringstrom Jr., Mitchell's attorney, said she was checking on her stepmother, and to check on Carol, she had to go through the window so she didn't startle her due to her worsening Alzheimer's.
Nicole makes it a point to arrive when it is dark, to park on a side street, to wear dark clothing, and to be quiet.
Mitchell has pleaded not guilty to first-degree burglary and possession of burglary tools. Mitchell claims she went there to get some of her late father's belongings and that her stepmother has Alzheimer's disease and memory issues. The Minnesota Correctional Facility Stillwater is being phased out over the next 4 years. Republican Senator Michael Croon of Blaine says he was blindsided when the governor announced it as part of the budget deal.
Down the road at some point, we want to get tougher on public safety in this state. We're not going to have anywhere to send people. This is really a problem that they thrust onto Minnesota in the cover of darkness.
DFL Representative Maria Isa Perez Vega of St. Paul says the money would be better used to keep people out of prison. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has issued an air quality alert for a large portion of the state through 11 tonight. In other headlines, summer tourism continues to be big business for Minnesota. Explore Minnesota communications specialist Jake Juliet says outdoor recreation areas have exploded in popularity over the last few years.
Places like the Boundary Waters is one of those things that has always been popular, but I think really people after COVID really wanted to get back to nature, and I think we're still seeing that pop up. Definitely Voyageurs, and especially like the North Shore Scenic Byway, and you have great attractions like Gooseberry Falls, Split Rock Lighthouse.
Minnesota farmers could soon have expanded mental health services. U.S. Representative Angie Craig is behind bipartisan legislation that would provide more access to Minnesota's rural communities and connect farmers and producers with medical professionals and mental health resources. It's called the Farmers First Act and is supported by some of the largest ag associations in the country. Craig is the top Democrat on the House Committee on Agriculture. This is MNN.